This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did it include those words that have since been added to the article?
It did.
So somewhere in the editing process, those words were
changed. Yeah, I mean, I think what happened actually was that, you know, we had her name, and you know, the Times doesn't usually include the name of the victim. And so I think in this case, the editors felt like maybe it was probably better to remove it. And in removing her name, they removed the other reference to the fact that she didn't remember
okay,
it.
Okay, so the way, in your draft for the Times, you use basically the exact words
yes,
that are in the
did.
Book that I deliberately left off the name, because
exactly.
That passage begins with the name.
Yes.
And so in their removal of the name, they ended up removing
the whole
what follows it.
Yes, and so I think it was just sort of an editing, you know, done in the haste, in the editing process, as you know, for closing
the
section.
Were you involved in the decision to amend this and do the correction on the addition online to the piece?
We discussed it. Yeah, I mean, we think we felt like this, there was so much heat. You know, there's so much, everyone has been kind of seizing on various aspects of this that we certainly didn't want this to be an issue anymore. And we certainly never intended to mislead in any way. We wanted to give as full a story as possible.
That was MSNBC. O'Donnell, I think is that guy's name. And he has the New York Times on his show. And they're explaining how they, you know, look, it was just a clerical error in how we omitted all of the things that were relevant to these bogus charges against Kavanaugh. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I love how the left have a rationalization for all of the trickery, the skullduggery that they do. They stab this man in the back. They impugn his reputation. They do everything they can to bring him down by the lies of lying skanks. And it's not enough. They now want to resurface it with a story that has been so debunked that even leftist rags are going after him. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So I read this in Politico. It says, New York Magazine's Rebecca Traister, a leading voice on women's issues, wrote that it was flabbergasting how the Times mishandled the new Kavanaugh reporting. Here's her quote. I'm sure someone at the Times still thinks that by some both sides BS objectivity meter, it's a victory to make both conservatives and feminists livid. It's actually coming across as truly bizarre ineptitude. Let me explain leftism to you, okay? I've done it a million times, but one I'd go for the million and one. Okay, leftists don't like to be wrong. They don't like that their narratives are BS. I wish I could just say the word, because why are we splitting hairs here, right? I wish I could just tell you exactly what I feel about these people. But here, going back to, everything they believe is nonsense. But they cannot admit they're wrong. So, they gotta prove you wrong, even if it means compounding a lie. It doesn't matter who gets destroyed. None of that matters. For leftists, somebody has to go down in order to prove that they are right. You've proven that you are smarter than they are. You know how you did it? You elected Donald Trump. They hate you for it. They hate the fallout. They hate Kavanaugh. I've told you guys, Kavanaugh doesn't impress me right now as a staunchly conservative jurist. Gorsuch does, but Kavanaugh seems a little wishy-washy. He may very well end up being, I don't know which one of these guys that was appointed by a Republican but sides with the left all the time. For all I know, the left don't care. If they knew what his next decisions were going to be and he was going to be pro, you know, abortion and all this other stuff, for right now, they don't care. The narrative is they got to get Kavanaugh. And so, even though the New York Times has been caught in their finger-wagging moment, And I talked about this the other day. You can't get a story more wrong. They say, we've got new people that are accusing Kavanaugh and more crazy, you know, breaking news evidence, blah, blah, blah. And they go, yeah, well, what if the so-called victims, the victim doesn't even remember. The victim has no recollection. Nobody else can corroborate anything close to this story. Well, that doesn't mean it didn't. And I'm going to read you a quote. Kamala Harris said of this new, finger quotes here, evidence. The fact that somebody does not remember the details of that incident doesn't mean that there's a lack of evidence if there are other witnesses who can establish that the fact occurred. So what she's saying is, and for the record, she's not technically wrong. In other words, you may be so drunk that nobody remembers that that occurred, that such and such occurred, right? You know, I saw a guy kick this drunk guy, and the drunk guy goes, I don't remember. I go, yeah, well, he kicked you, all right? So what she's saying is, it doesn't mean that it didn't occur. Well, what it also means is, maybe she's not a victim. What it also means is, maybe the people who supposedly witnessed it didn't really witness it. There's a lot of factors here. But anyway, I've already litigated this on my show, and I call BS. I call BS for a variety of reasons. I call BS because the guy who's bringing the charges is a Clinton crony. The timing of it is such that the Democrats have nothing else to discuss, so they got to retread. It's almost like somebody just goes into a file folder and goes, let's see, more womanizing for Trump? Nah, that's not going to fly. Racist? Well, that's ongoing. He hates Latinos? Well, no, it's not playing very well. Oh, you know what? Let's go back after Kavanaugh. That's what it looks like. It's beginning to, I mean, I'm telling you, and this is such good news for us. I don't even know where to start. Let me tell you why. You have leftists. This woman I'm telling you about, Rebecca Traister, she is not one of us. You know what I'm saying? She's not a conservative in any way and considers herself a feminist. And she's going, this does not pass the smell test, folks. You're making us look bad. You're, as she said, you're making both conservatives and feminists livid. She's saying that you're bolstering conservatives in what they view as you being lying media, fake news media, and now you're starting to bring in the feminists. Because you know why? Real feminists have a place in America. Things have been done to women that shouldn't have been done. The problem is, it's been so prostitute. And she gets it. And many others do. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, how about those Democrat candidates? Woo, fun to watch. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I love watching the insanity of the Democrats, the brain dead who are trying to pretend that they, I mean, support them. Look, I'm not going to get in your business. For the Democrats listening to the program, if you like what you're seeing, congratulations. I think you're idiots. I respect you as an idiot. I mean, they get mad. They write me, Kevin, you're always talking about Democrats. I'm just talking about you. I'm just telling you who you are. Who else is going to do it? There's nobody around you telling you that you're an idiot, which, for the record, is just tough love. It's me loving you. Take that hug and enjoy it, because that's what that is. KJRadio.com. Hugging Democrats every day, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. So Democrats have an interesting group to pick from, and it keeps jockeying around, rightfully so, because they can't figure out what poison to take. I mean, you know you're going to die. Do you take hemlock or do you take strychnine? No, I'm thinking cyanide today. I just chomped down on the back of that pill because they don't know what to take. It's all poison. fruit of the poison tree, isn't it? Fruit of a poison apple, or I forget, I don't know the phrase, but you know what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter. The Democrats have grown a tree, a fruit tree, that is bearing fruit, and it is succulent and delicious looking, but it will kill you. And now they don't know what to do. There was an article I read, something about the fallacy of Biden's invincibility. Yeah, because it is a fallacy. Joe Biden, invincible? Joe Biden is the guy that is going to handle Trump? I chuckle at the notion, because Joe Biden is struggling so mightily right now in his own circle. And rightfully so. Democrats, look, it's funny to watch them have a wake-up call. I'm going to speak for myself, but I think a lot of people in the audience will agree with me. We've all known how stupid Joe Biden is. From the moment Barack Obama selected Joe Biden, I was like, what is this guy thinking? Joe, just for the record, in 2008, Barack Obama could have selected Lucifer, and he would have gotten elected. That's the old, people wanted a black dude, and he needed to be acceptable, as they put it, the light skin with no Negro dialect. He needed to be acceptable, and they got it, and the Democrats got the perfect dude, man. You couldn't get any better. It didn't matter who he picked. So he picks Biden, which I find interesting because Biden's an old white guy. Barack Obama should have picked a black woman or a white woman at the time. He could have shoehorned in a successor. And I'm not talking Hillary Clinton. I'm not talking Kamala Harris. I'm talking about find somebody like a Tulsi Gabbard. She would have been a great pick for him. He was going to win. It didn't matter who. But he wanted to make sure he knew. You guys need to understand, this old white guy is now behind me. He's in the back of the bus. That people, they don't get it. The metaphor of what Barack Obama did was to say to old white men that he had grown up having to respect these revered senators. I want you to think about, 4 years prior to that, Joe Biden wouldn't have even given Barack Obama the time of day. He was a senior senator. It served his time. Barack Obama was an ingenue. What are you doing talking to me, black man? Bill Clinton said to Kennedy, why is it, this guy would have been getting us coffee. That's what he said. 100% right. So he was teaching the white, older white crowd a lesson that this boy is going to ride the back of the bus for me. This is why you don't see Barack Obama supporting Biden. He isn't supporting him. Biden,
he's my friend. His policies are this and that.
He's trying to hang on to the remnants of nothing. He's hanging on to a tattered shirt. Nothing to hang on to. But the Democrats, as a party, have massive problems. The guy who should have been their nominee 4 years, 2 years, 3 years ago, whatever, he sold out. He's now a millionaire socialist. That doesn't even make sense. Do you think that Bernie commands the audiences or the amount of you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Do people care? Do you think he could fill stadiums now like he was doing before? The answer is no. They told us when Kamala Harris broke out, they told us, oh, she had over X number of thousand people in California. They orchestrated that to bit. Kamala Harris could go anywhere she wants, and people will look at her like the woman shopping at Nordstrom's with them. They don't care who she is. Then they told us Elizabeth Warren's now drawing big crowds. They stage a big crowd. Now, put Elizabeth Warren anywhere in the country and let her draw a big crowd. Let Elizabeth Warren draw 2,000 people anywhere, and I'll buy you a steak. It just doesn't happen. There's no hoopla over their candidates. And there's a reason for it. There's no reason to have hoopla over their candidates. The debate that happened last week was, to call it humorous, it was humorous and it was embarrassing. And we talked about it, but I want to talk about a different aspect of it today. So hang in there, because that's what I want to cover.
I want you to understand the level of desperation. So let's use Bernie Sanders as an example, because I'm going to get to Kamala Harris here in a second. Bernie Sanders has replaced his New Hampshire state director, and here's what I'm reading, after growing indignation from his fiercest supporters that their concerns about losing the first in the nation primary states were being ignored. They're worried about Bernie losing. More than 50 members from senators from the Senator's State Steering Committee applauded on Sunday afternoon when they heard that Joe Chiazzo, I guess that's how you say his name, has been reassigned to Massachusetts, according to those in the room. The news was delivered by the new state director, Shannon Jackson, who ran Sanders' Senate reelection in 2018. The people who helped Bernie win here last time knew and felt intimately that something was very different and not for the best, said a steering committee member who was at the meeting. We know our state. We know our counties. We see what other campaigns on the ground are doing, and we are not happy with what we're seeing. So this is a guy who's number three currently. He came into the race number one because, in theory, he had defeated Hillary Clinton and he should be number one. But you know what people recognize about Bernie? They recognize that he is a sellout. They recognize that Bernie can criticize the billionaires, but he will no longer criticize the millionaires because Bernie is a millionaire. And let me tell you why Bernie reconstructed his whole plan. It isn't just because of what's happening in New Hampshire. The people New Hampshire picked don't even go on to win. What the reason why they're revamping his campaign is because Bernie is losing across the board. Bernie dropped after the previous debate. You want to know why? Because Bernie's a broken record. He talks about Wall Street. You know, they're taking things from you. We got to take a short break. I'm going to take that from you. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president continuing his busy day in New York, joining many other world leaders.
Earlier in the day,
President Trump touched on several issues in his remarks to the General Assembly, defending his trade war with China and also defending his efforts to restart negotiations with North Korea's leader. But some of his strongest remarks were made in the direction of Iran's government.
Not only is Iran the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism, but Iran's leaders are fueling the tragic wars in both Syria and Yemen. The regime is squandering the nation's wealth and future in a fanatical quest for nuclear weapons. We must never allow this to happen.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is meeting with top Democrats to discuss possible impeachment proceedings against President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Certain countries' dietary guidelines to reduce the consumption of red meat in light of the impact of the climate change.
Yeah.
If elected, will you be supporting change in dietary guidelines? And then how will you plan on implementing the changes so that people effectively change their diets?
Yeah, I mean, it's, and thank you, Carol, for your work and the question. I think of the point that you're raising in a broader context, which is that as a nation, we actually have to have a real priority at the highest level of government around what we eat and in terms of healthy eating, because we have a problem in America. And we can talk about all that we are now the subject of this conversation. We can talk about the amount of sugar in everything. We can talk about soda. We can go on and on. So the answer is yes. But I'll also say this, the balance that we have to strike here, frankly, is about what government can and should do around creating incentives and then banning certain behaviors. I mean, just to be very honest with you, I love cheeseburgers from time to time, right? I mean, I just do. And I think that, there has to be also what we do in terms of creating incentives that we will eat in a healthy way, that we will encourage moderation, and that we will be educated about the effect of our eating habits on our environment. And we have to do a much better job of that, and the government has to do a much better job of that.
So, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. So Kamala Harris gets asked a question about red meat and climate change, and she doesn't have the guts to say, first of all, young lady, we're not going to dictate what people put in their bodies any more than I'm going to choose the next person you decide to spend your time with. Why would I do that? Your dietary needs should be handled by you. The government can make suggestions. We have a recommended daily allowance. Where do you think that came from? But does that fit everybody? A recommended daily allowance for an athlete is over 6,000 calories, a training athlete. The NARS doesn't matter. You eat what it is that makes you look the way you want to look. Some people want to be thicker. Some people get thicker and go, I don't like that look. I want to be thinner. But she doesn't have the guts to say that. The red meat as it relates to climate change. This is the level of discourse that the Democrats have to deal with in their questions. And they wonder why they're not going to beat us now. And if Donald Trump gets his four more years and implements what I believe he will, they won't beat us for a long time. I'm not trying to go all Jim Carville on you, but we had them, I'm going to have them white people voting Republican for 100 years. But we're going to have people going, I'm never voting Democrat again. These people are crazy. But let's focus on Kamala Harris, because she's had probably the biggest thing that occur after the debate. And you know that saying, always bet on black, or the other one, once you go black, you don't go back. Well, in both cases, when it comes to racist Democrats, they don't bet on black, nor do they want to go back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. Obama ruined it for potential black Democrat presidential nominees and many other blacks who want to go into politics. Because clearly Democrats want no part of the light-skinned Negroes of any dialect that they have to choose from today. Cory Booker and Kamala Harris are no more. Now, I told you early on, I'm going to brag here a bit. I told you early on, Kamala Harris would not be the nominee. Even after she had her surge, after she challenged Joe Biden, I said to you, it doesn't matter. Kamala Harris will not be the nominee. She's not presidential in any way. I'm not talking about just in her behaviors, which we'll get to in a second. I'm talking about she's not presidential in her intellect. You can criticize Donald Trump and say, he doesn't act presidential. He doesn't have this statuesque, appearance or countenance. So what? He's presidential in his policies. That's for sure. He knows what to do, when to do it, when to pull the levers. Let me tell you, that is amazing when you think about what it takes for an economy our size to run. Anyway, what America is seeing, and certainly the Democrats, are these light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialects are nutty. And that is how Kamala Harris acted in her debate. Here's what CNBC wrote. Kamala Harris's obviously scripted and generally bizarre performance at the September 12th debate has her major donors on the fence about her future and whether or not they can dedicate themselves to her cause alone. I told you guys after I watched the debate, I only watched a piece of it, I said Kamala Harris was so rehearsed. It was glaringly rehearsed. And she performed her lines like she wanted us to know she was a bad actress. She looked like a black chick out of her league trying to fit in with the white sorority girls. It was a bad performance, folks. And everybody who watched it knew the deal. A drowning candidate who was grasping for straws. And I don't need to rehash it, but I just want you to understand that it was tragic in so many ways. I'm happy that it happened, though, because it validated what I told you would happen. I'm not happy for her necessarily. I don't wish her any ill will, but I'm saying it validates what I know about these people. According to the article, her close supporters had acknowledged that if Harris didn't come out swinging against her opponent and clearly define her policies, that wealthy donors could begin to shy away from her. And what they wanted was the Harris that dared to challenge Joe Biden about his racist past. And moreover, aside from Trump sucks, what policies would Harris implement that would make their lives better? She's talking about gun confiscation, but admits she's a gun owner. She's talking about red meat and the government, messing with your diet, not messing with your diet, whatever. She suggested, in trying to win over the pardon the pun red meat crowd, that President Trump would have been indicted if DOJ guidelines were different. And you guys said this. She says the only reason you were not indicted is because there was a memo in the Department of Justice that a sitting president cannot be charged with a crime. And aside from the fact that this statement is an obvious lie, she delivered the line with all the class of a street prostitute. She was all, and it was a cheap line in order to get applause out of an out-of-touch crowd. See, it was funny. When I watched the debates for Trump years ago, you'd hear people boo when Trump would speak, and I always remember thinking they're booing him, but they weren't booing him. They were booing his content. they would cheer for other candidates. Like when somebody would come out with a line like, whatever we need to do, we got to make sure that we do not have more of the Obama policies. Yeah! See, that's the red meat crowd. Trump would say things like, oh, they're messing with you. They're throwing a game, playing a game on you. And here's what they do. They trick you here and they trick you there. And then people go, boo! And I remember thinking, man, they don't like Trump. What's up with Trump? And what they were booing, let me explain to you what I'm talking about. Booing content means they're listening. Booing the setup line with the carrot means they're not listening. They're just waiting for the applause line. It's like the light that comes on and says, applaud here. Trump, they were booing against the establishment. It was the strangest thing, but I remember that realization and going, wow, something's different here. Anyway. Harris is not going to be president in 2020. There's no way. The rest of the debate for her featured odd lines, including the one where she harkened back to Yes, We Can. I think we played that clip. She seemed to be admonishing Joe Biden for his take on gun control, but it was a weird kind of drug-induced Joe. And she went into this chuckle that made people go, what's up with her? She was delivering these one-liners hoping for this viral media, and she accomplished her mission, but just not the way that the team wanted. Now, her contributors are not convinced they can support her. But she's got a serious problem that can't be fixed. You want to know what that problem is? She's Kamala Harris. This bimbo doesn't know who she is. Frankly, most Democrats have the same problem. Common sense flies in the face of what they believe to be their core beliefs. No Democrat on that stage truly believes what they say. They just know they can't speak the truth or they will get expelled from the tribe. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, and I'm telling you how it works with the Democrats. People that know the Democrats, if you're a former Democrat or an existing one, you know I'm right. You're afraid to speak out because you don't want to get kicked out of the tribe. Those of you who got kicked out, you may have wanted to go back, but there was no return. Democrats speak of gun control, but many of them own guns. Feinstein, she owns a gun. Got a conceal and carry. Chuck Schumer, they speak of white privilege, but they don't relinquish any of their own. They speak of higher taxes, but they pay as little as possible. Don't even ask me about their charitable contributions because their records prove that they donate practically nothing. Democrats don't live anything close to their beliefs, and it shows. And sadly for Kamala Harris, she showcased her inability to continue making her lie, which is her life, believable. There's no more when I was a little girl on the bus stories to bail her out. They all got this problem, folks, not just her. Even Elizabeth Warren, Trump's waiting on her.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Credibility. That's what the left lacks. Credibility. Dangerous word for them. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJ KevinJacksonRadio.com. Credibility. Y'all want it, whether it's in your job, you want credibility. If it's with your friends, you want credibility. If you have a moral core, you want credibility. You want to be believed. There's something about that. If you're a good person playing by the rules, you want credibility. You want, you, as we say in the hood, my word is bond, baby. Word is bond. Yeah, it used to be that way. A handshake was better than a contract. Not anymore, because people lack credibility. You know when credibility started failing? When leftism started taking over. Remember? I mean, I don't know how you feel. When I'm talking with friends about, hey, let's get together and partner to do whatever, I just want to say, okay, are we in it? Yeah, we're in it. Boom, let's shake on it. That's all I need. That's all I need to get going. And I'm going to give it my all. And you know what, though? You can't do it. I can even tell you, conservatives lack the level of credibility that I'm talking about. We're guilty of it as well. I want to be able to look you in your eye and say, are we committed to this? Yes. Boom, we shake hands and we're done. I don't need a contract. We have to write them because guess why? We've been burned. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And they come at you with all, you know what, how the left will come at you? They'll come at you with God. You know, Kevin, I believe in the good Lord, and the good Lord told me, feels like, you know, it's going to be a good thing. We could just shake on it, man. I'm going to do, blah, blah, whatever. Snake oil salesman. Snake oil. As much of a God-fearing person I am and a Christ follower, I will tell you, you bring up God to me in the first part of our conversation, and I'm skeptical. I want to learn about how you are as a godly person on my own, not with you telling me. That's what I want to learn. God writes this. There I was, 3 o'clock a.m., walking to the gun range with my flamethrower. Suddenly, two white guys in skinny jeans wearing, hell yeah, we're going to take your AR-15 t-shirts, attacked me while saying, this is battle country. Then they dumped a soy latte on my head. I shot them. That may have been one of the funniest tweets I've heard in a while. And, of course, it's in reference to Juicy Smollett. Smollett is Dave Chappelle called him, Jussie Smollett. And it talks to the credibility and our ability to laugh at the left's lack of it. That's right. The lack of credibility. That's what they face. See, we can go after them and we can, you're a bunch of liars, let's count the number of times you lie. Or, you know what we can do? We can let people discover the number of lies that they've told. Now they tell you, Donald Trump is 12,000, 15,000, 237 lies and counting. Wait a minute, the meter just went off. You know, they're keeping track. But let me tell you what Donald Trump does have. Legitimately, he's got major ability to pull tens of thousands of people together in rallies all across this great nation. He held a rally in New Mexico, Albuquerque area. Thousands of people came out to see him here and hear him. And let me tell you, I have friends that sent video. I don't know if you've seen the video. One of my buddies, he's walking through the, he's like, dude, it's going to take me forever just to get to where the building is. And he's just meandering through people. Thousands of people inside, thousands more waiting outside. And let me tell you something. If people thought that it was going to be easier to get there or easier to get, you know, get an actual seat or whatever, there'd be thousands more. A showcase of Donald Trump's ability to draw out voters. And yes, Democrats listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, these are voters who will support the president. Now, I've asked this question many times, and I'm going to ask it again. And I dare the left to give me a reasonable answer. Donald Trump can pull that kind of a number. I would love to know which of their candidates can come close. They talk often about how popular Joe Biden is. People love Joe Biden. Joe Biden can show up anywhere, and he's lucky to get 100 people to pay attention to him. And it's worse. We have run a project And black folks love them some Donald Trump. We're going to be posting the results of this. We are bringing out the black vote. I've got a meeting with a big benefactor to give him the data. And I'm telling you, folks, we have found the secret decoder ring to the black vote. And we're starting to use it. And people are taking notice. This is amazing what we've uncovered. Democrat voters, folks, are going to support the president. Independent voters are going to support the president, and it's going to come from people that they don't even realize. And the reason for this is all the Democrats have is fake symbolism and empty rhetoric and lies. They've got the Jussie Smollett's. They've got the Hillary Clinton emails. They've got the disingenuous Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren. They've got Barry, now I'm a millionaire socialist Sanders. They've got Joe, I'm still a racist and I'm stupid Biden. They've got Kamala Harris, who's got so many contradictions, it's ridiculous. We got to get rid of guns, but I just want to keep mine. I told you guys earlier, I gave you some polling numbers that contradict the idea that Elizabeth Warren is surging. I've talked about the other candidates. I talked about Bernie Sanders, and I talked about Kamala Harris really screwing the pooch at the last debate. But Elizabeth Warren supposedly did okay. How are things going to go for her now that she's supposedly surging? Well, guess what? The polls aren't showing that she's surging. I don't know whether she is or she isn't, and quite frankly, I don't care. But the polls are going, nah, it isn't quite as good as you think. Maybe it's because she's now in the crosshairs of her own party. Be careful, he or she who wears the crown. Here's an article. Facing thousands of cheering supporters in the nation's largest city, Democratic presidential contender Elizabeth Warren on Monday decried President Donald Trump as, quote, corruption in the flesh, and outlined her plans to root out corruption in the White House, Congress, and courts. Corruption has put our planet at risk. Corruption has broken our economy. Corruption is breaking our democracy. They said she has now emerged as a leading presidential contender. That's what the article says. And she's talking about corruption. I want you to understand the contradiction of what Elizabeth Warren is saying and how badly this is going to go for her when it turns out that Donald Trump exposes the corruption that's been going against him. Because it's coming. I mean, look, I'm no campaign strategist. But if I were the Democrats, I would stop talking about corruption. I'd be focused on something else. Corruption in the economy. Donald Trump has an economy that's kicking. If I was Trump, I'd say, well, listen, if you're talking about corruption in my economy, why weren't you talking about corruption in Barack Obama's economy? Because I've improved his. Anyway, corruption is going to be exposed, all right? And it's going to be the Democrats. What I'm getting at is Elizabeth Warren's platform is completely broken already. And they say this, while aggressive, the message was a familiar one. Warren has embraced corruption as a central campaign theme from the beginning of her 2020 presidential bid, but rarely has Warren addressed such a crowd with a symbolic backdrop. And so she was at a company that had failed. I don't know, and they'll go more into detail on that. But here's what I'm getting at. They talked about the many people who attended this rally, the crowd, they said, which exceeded 20,000, according to the Warren campaign, filled almost the entirety of a 10-acre Washington Square Park, wrapping around a massive fountain and clogging the pathways connecting the street chess games to the classrooms of New York University to a giant marble. No, whatever. So here's what they did. They set up a venue where thousands of people are going to be. I'm just telling you what they did. And I'll get to the crux of it. There's a Paul Harvey part of this story, okay? So they set this venue up. And where it's going to be, where there's going to be thousands of people, they say all these people came out to see Warren. And here's what's interesting about the article. Not a single picture, no video. Now, Donald Trump holds a rally. It's all there. Here's what they went on to say. It was a younger audience, racially diverse and packed with women, and one of the biggest applause lines of the night. We're not here tonight because of famous arches or famous men. In fact, we're not here because of men at all. There it is, folks, the phrase that guarantees the loss.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.